Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Saturday, the 5th of November. It is 7:30 a.m. My name is Kurt. I'd like to thank you for, and S3 Productions would like to thank you for joining me on an episode of Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. Today's show is a mixed variety of stuff I like to call ADD dyslexia and a mixed bag of music. Sort of an interesting story behind each one of these records. Kind of put them all together, and I couldn't think of any other way of doing it other than just doing it. So with that in mind, we're going to start off with, I call them the one-sided wonders. Now, when I say that, I'm being very facetious. We're going to start with the oldest one first. It's by John McCormick. It's called The Tumble Down Shack and Alf Alfone. A-L-T-H-L-O-N-E. Alfone? Alf. Anyway, this happens to be, I just had it here a minute ago, 1920. This is off Victrola 64837 with Victor Talking Machine Company. This is Count John McCormick, Tumble Down Shack, and Alton. John Rapop and Classic. Okay, the second one we're going to go to, we're going to jump up about 20-some-odd years. Vince Monroe and his orchestra, and the Stars Will Remember. Now, the flip side, that's unplayable, gouging. So, by all intents and purposes, it's a one-sided wonder. The flip side of this jam is called Ballerina, and that was written by Bob Russell and Carl Sigmund. But the side we're going to play is the Stars Will Remember by Vaughn Monroe.
The stars will remember the night we said goodbye. The stars will remember, so in my solitude, it seems I hear you call my name. The world may forget you as time goes passing by. The stars will remember, so will I.
Arizona. I've been through Apache Junction. It's something. Anyway, McGregor Studios was in Hollywood, California, Los Angeles. It was also the broadcast location for the historic radio theater show, the Skippy Hollywood Theater Radio Program. All right. Now, this is on 10-inch vinyl. This is circa 1952. And we're going to play Heel and Toe Polka, which has absolutely nothing to do with the first two. It's the fourth song that I want to talk about. Heel and Toe Polka.
Thank you.
dum 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 dum. Now, the Schottische, the Schottische, which is probably mispronounced, in which case I will apologize to everybody and anybody in advance, is a partnered folk country dance. It apparently originated in Bohemia. It was popular in Victorian area ballrooms as part of the Bohemian folk dance craze and left its traces in folk music such as countries such as Argentina, Finland, France, Italy, Norway, Portugal, Brazil, Spain, Denmark, Mexico, and of course the United States. The Schottische is considered by the Oxford Companion Music to be the kind of this slower polka with continental European origin, which makes it all really highly interesting, but I prefer my story of my mother and her antiques and my brother dealing with Schottische. Why? Because I'm the president of S3 Productions and I can do so. Okay, with that in mind, we covered One Hit Wonders with John McCormick, Lon Morone's orchestra, we did Heel and Toe Polka, and then the real story was folk dance of Schottische and my mother's antiques, which is why I called it ADD and dyslexic. With that in mind, my name is Kurt Hunt. Thank you for joining me. Any questions, comments, suggestions, dedications, complaints, etc., you can always contact me at kurthunt74@yahoo.com. You can contact me through Blog Talk Radio. There is a YouTube video of this on YouTube and Google Plus. You can reach me through Facebook at facebook.com/S3Productions2. Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. With that, you all have a great Saturday, a wonderful day, and I'm going to go have some more coffee. With that, thanks much. Have a good one.